This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The funeral of Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize-winning icon, is to take place New Year's Day in Cape Town, officials said Monday. The Archbishop of Cape Town said the service will be held at St. George's Cathedral, known during Tutu's guidance as the People's Cathedral, at 10 a.m., where his ashes will also be interred. The bells of St. George's tolled for 10 minutes at noon local time Monday, an homage set to be repeated every day until Friday. Tutu led numerous campaigns and marches against apartheid from the cathedral steps. Arrangements for the public to pay respect to him in the days leading up to the funeral have been announced, but are subject to further notices due to possible COVID restrictions. Skyrocketing COVID-19 cases hobbled U.S. airline staff Monday, causing hundreds of flight cancellations and prompted the country's top infectious disease expert to suggest the government consider a vaccine mandate for domestic air travel. Like other businesses, airlines have struggled with staffing issues in recent days as the spread of infections from the Omicron variant kept pilots, cabin crew, and other workers who have fallen ill at home. It's unclear when things might return to normal. Some airlines are also reportedly offering bonuses to those who work more to cover for sick employees. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week opened a key ruling party meeting, state media reported Tuesday, a forum he has previously used to make major New Year policy announcements. The fourth plenary meeting of the 8th Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea was convened on Monday, state news agency KCNA said. The gathering of party and government officials comes as North Korea grapples with compounding economic crises. This is VOA News. Somalia's president said Monday he had suspended the prime minister for suspected corruption, a move the prime minister described as a coup attempt. The exchange escalated a power struggle between the two leaders. The dispute, which has gone on for months, is widely seen as distracting the government from fighting an Islamist insurgency. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed accuses Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Robo of stealing land owned by the Somali National Army and of interfering with a defense ministry investigation. In response, Robo said the move was unconstitutional and aimed at derailing an ongoing election. Iraq's top court Monday rejected an appeal filed by Iran-backed factions contesting the results of the country's parliamentary elections held in October. The development marked another boost for an influential Shiite cleric who had been confirmed as the winner of the vote. The appeal was submitted by the head of the pro-Iran coalition that lost seats in the October 10th vote. Earlier Monday, hundreds of protesters closed entrances to Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone in an anticipation of the court's decision. Military forces fanned out across the area and set up checkpoints in the city. The Green Zone hosts most foreign diplomatic missions, including the U.S. Embassy. There were no immediate reports of violence. U.S. authorities are monitoring dozens of cruise ships hit by COVID-19 cases. Several have reportedly been denied port in the Caribbean. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 60 vessels are under observation after having reported cases of COVID-19 on board. The Washington Post reported that several cruise liners were denied port at their scheduled destinations. Earlier this week, 55 people tested positive for COVID-19 aboard a Royal Caribbean International cruise, the company said. They said the infections spread among passengers and crew members, despite the fact that 95% of the people on board were vaccinated against the coronavirus. It returned to port at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Sunday, without making the last two scheduled stops. New York City's sweeping mandate requiring nearly all private sector businesses to ban unvaccinated employees from the workplace took effect Monday amid a spike in coronavirus infections. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.